Welcome into Diamonds in the Desert. I'm Haley Stasiak with Jordan Hamm. The Diamondbacks are on a hot streak right now, but not without a few injuries. Nick Ahmed just went down with a right hand injury. He had three pins put into that hand. He's expected to miss 6 to 8 weeks. And of course, AJ Pollock, he's down at AAA in Reno with a groin strain, and then he tweaked his quad. And Yasmani Tomas also has a groin strain. He's out here in Arizona rehabbing that. So we've got some injuries sprinkled in, but these Diamondbacks are staying hot.
Yeah, they've been playing great, and they have – it's just so different from last year's team where AJ Pollock, David Peralta go down super early in the season, and the wheels just kind of fell off from there defensively. This roster is constructed in a way that just has depth and versatility everywhere. You have Ray Fuentes, Gregor Blanco in the outfield that can help fill in, and they've been super productive. Chris Owings has that flexibility to go out there. And then Daniel Descalzo, he had an incredible series last series, and every single game against the Phillies, he was in a different position. Mm-hmm. So he was productive at the plate. He was able to fill a ton of holes. And was just super productive in that way. As a baseball fan, you never want to see guys go down or injuries to happen, but that's a part of the game. It's a very long season, and it's just going to happen. So you need to be built in a way to help counteract that in your roster, and it seems like Mike Hazen has been able to do that. And most of these guys are just, you know, it was kind of a blip on the radar. No one was calling for a Daniel Descalzo press conference when he got signed. No one was calling for an Iannetta or Jeff Mathis press conference when they got signed. But these are proven ball players that are producing right now for the Diamondbacks, and that's why they're second in the NL West right now.
It seems like we talk about every week how Torrey Lovello is able to take these guys and move them to different positions all over the field. He's got Chris Owings out there in the outfield when Nick Ahmed was in the infield, moving them around. Paul Goldschmidt's out for a game, and they've got Descalzo at first base, just moving them all around. But now that Nick Ahmed is down, Chris Owings will probably be more solid in the infield rather than switching between infield and outfield. So how do we think with that, putting guys out back in the outfield, how that'll kind of adjust?
Well, I think that Fuentes and Blanco have both shown that they're able to play every day. Jeremy Hazelbaker is a guy that's gone up and down between the minors quite a bit. He's been very productive as well. And then they just called up Ketel Marte, who is a shortstop. He was a part of the Taiwan Walker deal for Jean Segura. We'll talk about that later. But he's a guy that was leading the minor leagues in hits. Mm-hmm. So he's been super productive. He's a shortstop as well, so him and Chris Owings can kind of platoon. But in the minors, he was also playing outfield. So he's another option. He's probably like option number six to put out there. But he won't be the first one probably to head out there if they need to do that, maybe on a getaway day type deal. But they have plenty of options, and that is so different than last year's roster.
You mentioned that Jean Segura trade with Ketel Marte coming up. We'll see what he can do further this weekend. And Taiwan Walker, pretty solid as of late, coming off the DL and in his last few starts. He's been pretty on. Jean Segura has also been performing up in Seattle, though. So it seems like both ends of this got pretty good deal.
Yeah, this is one of the rare times in a trade where both sides are helped quite a bit. Jean Segura this year hitting .336, 34 runs, has that versatility to play either middle infield position. It's funny we talk about now Nick Ahmed getting hurt, but the Diamondbacks didn't have a depth problem in the middle infield. They had Brandon Drury, they had Chris Owings, they had Nick Ahmed. Ketel Marte, up until the very end of spring training, was on that major league mm-hmm. roster. So that there was a ton of depth there, and they felt like they could go get a young pitcher with a ton of upside in Taiwan Walker. And statistically, this is his best year of his career so far. Yeah. And the thing about both Marte and Walker, these are two super young guys, but they're already battle-tested. Mm-hmm. Marte has already over 700 major league at-bats between the last 2 years with the Mariners. Going into last year, he was the pick to be the go-ahead, the everyday starter at shortstop for the Mariners. And a lot of dark horse, potential all-star selections at the beginning of the year. You know, everyone was saying keep an eye on this guy. He got off to a slow start. It didn't really click for him, but clearly, at least at the minor league level, it's clicking for him as well. So the Diamondbacks needed to replenish their farm system. They were able to accomplish that. They needed to get another arm. They accomplished that. And the Mariners needed a guy at the top of the lineup in front of Robinson Cano, in front of Nelson Cruz, that lineup of just bashers to get on base and score runs, and that's being accomplished as well. So a positive for both teams.
You mentioned that Marte and Walker have been battle-tested, and they're younger guys. This Diamondbacks team seems to have some vet guys and some young guys in just the right places across the board.
Yeah, it's always that tightrope between having the young up-and-coming talent, having the right amount of guys that are at their peak, and the right amount of guys who are veteran role players that can still lead the clubhouse. And again, you know, we just talked about Mike Hazen bringing in certain guys. AZ Central did a great piece on Gregor Blanco coming in and changing the culture in the clubhouse for the Diamondbacks. And Jeff Mathis and Chris Iannetta being able to handle this pitching staff. And offensively, yeah, they aren't, you know, it's not Buster Posey back there, but they're providing power at times, but their job is to handle this pitching staff, and they definitely deserve some credit for this pitching staff's turnaround, because it was one of the worst in baseball's last year, and now it's one of the best. And so it is kind of finding that mix of youth experience and you know, like you said, in the case of Walker and Marte, you know, it's really important to find those guys who might have been rushed a little bit. And now they have their feet under them. They can contribute. So it's certainly a lot of mixing and matching in terms of age and experience. But the Diamondbacks are clicking in that way as well.
You know, you mentioned also that their farm system wasn't so great, and Mike Hazen has really built that up. I think it's interesting to note with that there was an article written, I believe it was by ESPN, before spring training, saying that the Diamondbacks had the worst farm system in baseball. And while it may not be the best farm system in baseball, in just a short amount of time with the changes that the Diamondbacks have made this season, they have managed to build it and continuously build it, which, it's just amazing to look at it in that short amount of time that all these changes have been made.
Sure, and I think the reason that they're rated so low is they don't have the top flight, top 100 prospects.
But we've talked about that too, and how it's not necessarily those top 100 prospects for the Diamondbacks that are making the big plays. It's the guys that are kind of under the radar that are just producing, and they're
totally,
not the big
totally,
names.
Yeah, and that's good baseball teams are going to have right. that, and they need to have that. So it's... they certainly have, in my eyes, have overachieved with those guys. And, you know, a lot of what we do here at Sports 360 AZ is about recruiting and about going to the next level. And, you know, I also work for Scout, and I'll be the first one to tell you that these rating systems aren't perfect.
No, not at
you
all.
You know, so you can certainly dub someone, oh, yeah, they're going to be a three-starter. They could, you know, either grow physically or mentally and be able to flourish. And it seems like they have a lot of guys who are mentally tough and are not afraid of the big moment. Ray Fuentes is the perfect example of, you know, he knows that his time might be limited when A.J. Pollock comes back, but he's playing like a man on fire, making sure that, you know, the next time maybe someone goes down or someone's struggling, that he'll be at the top of their list of who to call up. But yeah, it's certainly the cupboard was pretty bare in the minor leagues. There definitely was talent, but it just wasn't that top flight talent. But between overachieving and some deals, and I think it's tough to tell 2 weeks in, but it seemed like it was a very good draft for the Diamondbacks. We'll have to see about that. You can start to see the farm system kind of catching some momentum.
On the topic of the farm system, the Diamondbacks just brought up Ildamaro Vargas from AAA Reno on Thursday. And he's a guy that we had mentioned as our prospect of the week. So pretty exciting to see him come full circle. He'll make his major league debut on Thursday. He's batting .303 with the Aces. He leads AAA in doubles with 24. He's got 43 RBIs and 7 stolen bases down in AAA.
Yeah, can do a lot. And again, going back to the versatility, they just need guys that this roster doesn't have many one-trick ponies.
Not
so, and even you look at a guy like Paul Goldschmidt. He's known for his power, but he also is hitting in the ballpark of .320,
yeah.
And he is an incredibly good base runner and will get you 20 plus steals and plays incredible defense. So it's a lot of well-rounded baseball players on this team currently.
We haven't done a big leaguer of the week in a couple weeks. Let's revisit that, Jordan. Who you got?
Well, I believe he might have been our first big leaguer of the week way back when we started this wonderful venture. But Chris Davis of the Oakland A's, he is a Deer Valley alum. 10 for 24 in the last 7 days, 5 runs, 3 home runs, 8 RBIs, 2 stolen bases. That's a .417
wow.
batting average and 1.375 OPS. So okay. Oakland has a sneaky good lineup in terms of power. Ryan Healy's been playing great. Yonder Alonso. And it's in a tough ballpark to hit. The Coliseum is not a great place to hit, but they have some mashers on that team. So Chris Davis, your big leaguer of the week.
That's what we've got for you this week on Diamonds in the Desert. Be sure to check out sports360az.com for more of our baseball content from the high school level to the pro level. Thanks for joining us.